producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, joined by Paul Joseph Watson in the UK. He's our co-host today. We've been talking about Emperor Obama. Of course, Alex Jones has been calling him Emperor Obama for a long time. It's not a joke anymore. As Alex would say, it is now literally Emperor Obama because, you know, we use these things metaphorically, but unfortunately, these things are truly coming true. We have someone who doesn't care about the election that was just a couple of weeks ago. He doesn't care that his own party took a massive beating at the polls because he's betraying the blue class, the blue collar working class that is his base. He's betraying them by bringing in a massive amount of people with jobs equivalent to the number of jobs that have been created since 2009. Essentially, a massive amount of competition for those who are at the lower end of the income scale. So they've abandoned the party en masse. He can't get his legislative agenda through with elected representatives of the people. He doesn't care that the people have spoken. He's just tired of waiting. So he's going to run through his own agenda by executive order. And it's not just immigration. Next up, of course, is going to be, quote unquote, climate change, where he's going to shut down our energy as well. See, China gets our jobs and they get our energy. But we have to shut it down in the United States. That's essentially the agreement that Obama made with China. Now, Paul, I want to talk a little bit about essentially the way that they're rolling this out, the way that they're kind of managing this. It's interesting, I think, that ABC, NBC, and CBS are not going to cover this. There is going to be a lot of coverage on the Latin channels, Univision and Telemundo. As a matter of fact, they're going to do it leading right up to the Latin Grammys, assuring them that they're going to have a huge audience for the people that he's pandering to.
Yeah, and also reports coming out now that all these pro-illegal immigrant groups are going to be literally having street parties while this announcement is made. I think he's going to speak at 8 p.m. It's going to be a 10-minute announcement, and then he's going to roll out the details. He's going to announce the exact details of the executive amnesty program tomorrow. So, again, this could cause problems. Senator Tom Coburn has said that it could cause Americans to go nuts, in his own words, violence and anarchy. I wrote an article pointing out the timing of this with the Ferguson verdict this weekend. We could see violence, looting as a result of the expected acquittal of Officer Darren Wilson. So the timing of it, the fact that it's being geared towards these pro-illegal immigrant groups, which could then be out on the streets, that could cause a confrontation with people who are angry at this, as Coburn and others have warned.
Yeah, let's play that Coburn clip. We've got that right here. Let's play that clip of Senator Coburn warning of violence after the Obama immigration order.
President Obama on Friday is expected to announce the executive order on immigration. What will the Republican reaction be here?
Well, I don't think it's so much the Republican reaction here. The country's going to go nuts, because they're going to see it as a move outside of the authority of the president. And it's going to be a very dangerous situation. You're going to see, hopefully not, but you could see instances of anarchy.
What do you mean?
Well, you could see violence. You know, this is a big step to not work with Congress, now that he's got a new Congress, to go completely around it, and to do things that a lot of legal debate on both sides of whether or not he has the power to do that. But what our country needs now is to be pulled together, not divided further.
What do you think about that,
President,
Paul? Do you think we're going to see anarchy on the part of American citizens who are angry about this? I don't really see that happening. I think we're going to see anarchy on the part of Obama.
Exactly. I mean, we've seen confrontations when amnesty proponents have these rallies. Sometimes they intersect with Tea Party rallies or anti-amnesty activists. So you could see some confrontation. So it's definitely a possibility in the long term.
All right, we're going to go to a break, and we're going to be right back with Anthony Gucciardi in the studio. Stay with us. Paul and I will be right back.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Jones Show. I'm David Knight here in Austin. Anthony Gucciardi is joining me in the studio. Of course, we have Paul Joseph Watson on the phone in UK. Now, Anthony, we just had this report came out yesterday about India isolating a man with Ebola-infected semen. Now, this is something we've talked about in the past, that just because someone has recovered from Ebola, it still persists in their bodily fluids for many weeks after that. And they actually took action in India. They had a 26-year-old man who was a native of India, but he had gone from India to Liberia November 10th, and he, at 2 months after he was hospitalized in West Africa, he showed symptoms of the illness, they say. Now, he's recovered from this, but they, as a precautionary method, they tested his bodily fluids and confirmed traces of the virus in his semen, so he's now being quarantined because of that. That is something that essentially kind of brings up the whole idea of,
kind of a typhoid Mary in the sense, you know, we've always talked about people who are asymptomatic with Ebola, but they could still be carriers. But then there are also people who have recovered from the disease who still have traces of the disease in them. And, of course, we hear from the CDC that, of course, just because somebody has Ebola in their bodily fluids doesn't mean that they can transmit. No need to be concerned, right? Just move along. There's nothing to see here.
Well, you know, hats off to India because they actually did something about it.
Yeah.
What we've always been saying, what the mainstream media is missing every single time, and the medical doctors that I've spoken to keep saying over and over, is, like you said, just because someone, quote-unquote, recovered from Ebola, they can still transmit the disease for 60, 90 days. Mm-hmm. And then you also have people that were in quarantine for 21 days who were suspected of having Ebola, but then the CDC admits that it could take 56 or more days for some people with elevated immune systems and things like that to actually show signs of Ebola. Mm-hmm. So we're releasing people onto the streets who can transmit Ebola or potentially can transmit Ebola. And in the case of those doctors that were cured, they can actually still transmit them. In fact, there was a piece about how they were told to not have sexual intercourse with their wives or their husbands.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trusting people to go out and not have intercourse with their wife after not seeing them for months and being treated and saying, you know, we'll just trust them. It'll be perfectly safe. India is at least saying, hey, we need to do something about this because worst case scenario, it does happen. And then an actual outbreak happens.
I think it underscores the whole idea of risk that people don't really want to understand. They look at things and they say, well, if the FDA approved this drug, it's got to be perfectly safe. And yet there's this long list of possible side effects that you hear them announce on the commercials, or if you bother to read the enclosed statement on the drug that you're buying. You know, you're talking about the quarantine methods. You know, when they say if they isolate somebody for 21 days, according to their data, there's a 95% certainty that they won't pass it along. But there's still 5%. So they're willing to accept that 5% risk. If they double it to 42 days, they say then it goes up to 98% certainty. But they're still willing to accept that 2%. And that's the thing that concerns us with as many people now as have come down with this Ebola outbreak, because this is fundamentally different. This is far more than all the previous 30-some-odd outbreaks of Ebola combined. This is more than four times as many. If you combine all of those, it's about 2,500 people. And they had 10,000 people about a month ago that had already been affected with it. And it's still growing in Sierra Leone. And they say that in Liberia, it's leveled out. But earlier, we had heard from the World Health Organization not to believe the numbers that were coming out of Liberia because the government was cooking it there. But now we're told to believe those numbers.
And this is bigger than Ebola, and I'm going to break that down in 1 minute. But I also want to talk about what I'm going to be talking about here in this segment and the next, which is a report that's just up breaking now, exclusive on InfoWars.com. Doctors, potential Ebola cases still covered up by CDC. And we're talking about not just Dr. Lorenzi, who came on air, a medical doctor, proven, works at one of the top hospitals in Kansas City area, who's saying that they're disappearing Ebola patients and saying it's malaria. But we're talking about my main contact and his medical professional friends. I went to Dallas, spoke with them again. They are concerned about something very, very serious. They're concerned about the cover-up of these cases, but they're concerned about something even more concerning. It's up on InfoWars, but we're going to talk about it in a minute. But I want to talk about right now how this whole Ebola nightmare scenario focuses not just on the disease, which is a small part of it, but overall a big concern, but on the delusion of government assistance. So what this means is, like you're talking about, sure, there's a 5% chance that there's an outbreak and we could all potentially be exposed to serious Ebola pandemic. We're willing to take that chance. Why? Not because we're smart and informed and statistically sitting down and Americans on their home couch are doing the numbers and crunching everything and saying, well, no, it's a risk I'm willing to take versus this and this and this. No.
Yeah.
It's just because the government's coming out and telling the media not to report on potential Ebola cases.
That's right.
The government's coming out telling the media everything's fine, telling the public everything's fine. Fox News says case closed, Ebola's over. In what world? Sierra Leone is still being ravaged by Ebola. It's going up and up and up. And even the most conservative estimates say still, throughout this year, multiple cases in every major city of Ebola in the Ebola toilet of America that were shipping in Ebola patients from Africa. So even the most conservative estimates. So no, it's not over. And you know what's a real challenge to me? Is still talking about this when the mainstream media is like, case closed, everything's fine, because the people that buy into that still think that everything is fine and there's no actual infectious disease to be worried about. And then on another level, we're just now sitting there saying, well, the government controlled Ebola, so everything's fine. We shouldn't boost our immune systems for the next thing, for the bird flu or whatever is going to come next. And they're ordering hazmat suits in the hundreds of thousands for reasons that are quite obvious to me.
Well, Anthony, it was just this last couple of days that Obama signed another executive order. We're talking about his executive orders on amnesty and climate change. He signed an executive order granting amnesty to government contractors, private businesses, corporations who bring back Ebola to the United States. So if they go over there and do whatever they're doing for the American government and they have employees who get sick and they bring the Ebola virus back, you and I would not be able to sue them for negligence, okay? If he believes that that's necessary, if he's going to sign an executive order to grant them amnesty or immunity, right? But we don't get immunity from the disease because of that. He's just giving them legal immunity, but he still sees that as something that's a danger, just like when he was at the CDC telling everybody there wasn't any chance that it was going to come to America, and that was the middle of September. We released, I think it was Paul that released the story about 160,000 hazmat suits.
250, there's multiple numbers.
Yeah, at that time it was only 160. Now it's a tremendous number.
We're talking about liability. You're talking about liability. Who's to blame for the Ebola outbreak, right? Mm-hmm. This is one of the key big pieces in this story, again, on InfoWars, called Doctors, Potential Ebola Cases Still Covered Up by CDC. CDC reportedly, quote-unquote, disappearing patients. And this is from doctors speaking to me, some public, some private. The biggest one privately told me, and this is the biggest piece right now, that the whole issue is when Ebola happens again and starts breaking out in cities, in major cities, as the most conservative scientists say it will, they're not going to blame the government themselves. They're not going to blame Africa. They're going to blame the independent hospitals and doctors responsible for it.
Yes.
They're going to blame the hospitals for them disappearing these quote-unquote malaria patients, which actually may be potential Ebola patients. The doctors that I spoke to, and again, it was me and you on air last month when I said the beginning of this, I only released some of it in an attempt to have people call in and see if they can confirm the story. I talked about doctors revealing to me in Dallas that there were cases that were being disappeared from the hospital records by the CDC. Dr. James Lorenzi, who is proud enough and brave enough and amazing enough to come and be public about it, revealed to us the same thing was happening up in Kansas City, potential Ebola patients being quote-unquote disappeared and their records being destroyed as John Doe. Now, beyond that, I'm releasing some further information. I'd like to hear some callers on it, see if they can confirm this. The doctors are freaking out. That's a quote. They're freaking out because they think that when further Ebola cases happen and when the families realize that these Ebola patients are potential Ebola patients, we should say that they kept asking me to say potential for liability reasons, that these potential Ebola patients being disappeared, the families, the citizens, the investigative journalists, the elements of the government that are good are going to want answers. And they're deathly afraid that they're going to come after them for it. They're going to come after these hospitals. And these are people that own hospitals and emergency care centers. These aren't just small-time people. They're afraid of what's going to happen in the aftermath. They're going to be blamed for the CDC coming in and disappearing the patients.
Well, you know, the doctor who called us and went on record, one of the things he was saying was that they didn't have adequate protective clothing to start with. But what they did have was being confiscated. And over this weekend, the Washington Post ran this article about this doctor who was brought back. I think he came back on Saturday. He was gravely ill. They tried to treat him with convalescent serum as well as with ZMAP, the genetically modified drug that they've created. None of that worked, and he died like the next day. And as I'm reading this story, there's an ad that pops up in the middle of it from a nursing association. And it's like two pictures that are alternating with each other. One of them says, this is what they give us to protect us from Ebola. And it's like a mask and a glove, okay? And it says, this is what we need. It shows a full personal protective suit, right? And they're asking people to help them to get this information out. But, of course, the Washington Post is completely ignoring it. The only way they're going to get that information out in the mainstream press is to place an ad in an article about Ebola. Because the Washington Post isn't going to talk about how they don't have adequate protection for the medical personnel, how they're being left hung out to dry, and then, of course, they're going to be the ones who are going to be blamed for it.
They're going to take the liability.
Exactly.
That's why they're freaking out, and they've been – but here's the thing. They're going around saying, hey, CDC, hey, government overall, we don't have the necessary equipment. We don't know what to do. And then the government says, you're fine. And then when the Ebola patient comes in, like the LA Times had an article where they interviewed the nurses, mm-hmm. and the nurses said, yeah, Thomas Eric Duncan, I believe his name, he sat in the waiting room for like 2 hours spreading Ebola everywhere, and we didn't have the necessary equipment to even take him in, so we just took him in like normal, and he told us he was from Africa, you know, he had come from Africa, and we didn't know what to do. And then they're going to come back, and they're going to say, well, hospital, you handled it incorrectly. You caused the spread,
exactly.
Not us.
Exactly. That's where the liability comes in. We're talking to Anthony Gucciardi here in the studio. We've got Paul Joseph Watson, who's going to be joining us from the UK. We'll be right back. Stay with us. We're talking about Ebola cover-ups. Is it over? I don't think so. I wish it was, but it doesn't look like it. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissues should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
There's a man going around taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. everybody won't be treated all the same.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here in Austin with Anthony Gucciardi. We were just talking about his story that's just been picked up on the Drudge Report. Potential Ebola cases are still being covered up by the CDC, according to doctors that Anthony has talked to. We also have Paul Joseph Watson on the line in the UK. And, Paul, of course, you covered this story about the lady who just died in New York a couple of days ago. They were watching her about Ebola. We had witnesses saying that she was bleeding profusely as she fell over dead, but then they came back later and said, no, there's no blood. And she didn't die of Ebola. She died of a heart attack or a stroke or something like that. Is that correct?
Yeah, that was a bizarre case. The eyewitnesses, this was a lady in a hair salon that just collapsed and died a couple of days ago. The eyewitnesses who spoke to the media said she was bleeding out of her nose and mouth. She had returned from Guinea around 18 days earlier. The hazmat crew turns up, says that it's a fever, stroke, travel illness that they were dealing with. And then within about an hour, they said, oh, no, it's just a heart attack. No problem. And then it completely disappeared. We know that the 9/11 dispatchers have been told not to even use the word Ebola in New York City.
Yeah.
The media's agreed not to report on potential Ebola cases. So it was a very bizarre incident. But this news story, which is out of Reuters, sounds like it's out of The Onion, but it's not. It's out of Reuters. Headline is U.S. to allow people from nations hit by Ebola to stay temporarily. Department of Homeland Security will grant temporary protected status to people from the three West African countries most affected by Ebola who are currently residing in the United States. They're going to give them amnesty for 18 months.
Wow.
If they've just come from Ebola-stricken countries. They can stay in the country for 18 months, and then that period will then potentially be extended after the 18 months. So we're not just talking about amnesty for illegal aliens. Now they're going to give potential Ebola victims amnesty in the United States. The DHS has just announced that today. Absolutely ludicrous. It sounds like it's out of the Onion, but it's Reuters that's reporting on that today.
And then They call us conspiracy theorists for saying that these top doctors that run hospitals, some have gone public, are saying that there are cases covered up by the CDC and they're disappearing them. Meanwhile, our government is willing to ship in Ebola patients and basically give them temporary citizenship to come over here for 18 months and potentially cause another outbreak. But then we're called conspiracy theorists for saying, hey, there are cases of Ebola. And also it's important to note, by the way, on that Forbes article where there was a professor, I think it was from Duke, he said in the article that we're so thankful to the Associated Press for not reporting on potential and suspected cases of Ebola unless they've been confirmed by the authorities. And The backlash was so much that he had to go and issue – it's actually just happened. He had to go in and say, that actually never happened. I was totally confused. That never happened. The AP never actually agreed to that.
You know,
if you go to that article – he goes on and just says, that actually never happened. The conversation I said happened specifically down to the detail in the quote. That never happened.
On issue after issue after issue, whether it's the border, whether it's the climate change mandates that are coming along, whether it's this latest amazing order saying that they're going to allow people to have amnesty to come in if for 18 months if they're in an Ebola area. On every one of these issues and many more, you look at it and you say, what is Obama trying to do? Is he trying to deliberately destroy this country? And I think you have to say, yes, he deliberately is trying to destroy this country in every way he can, constitutionally, legally, economically, with health pandemics. When you look at the guys that are being sent to Ebola, the soldiers that are being sent over there, as we've talked to the fellow who wrote the treaties, I can't remember his name right now, I'm drawing a blank, but Francis Boyle, thank you. Francis Boyle, and he said, these are elite troops that are being sent over there, fighting troops. They're not being sent over as engineers or relief workers. And as they had the congressional hearings, they were saying, we're going to send them back after 10 days. And the congressmen were like, wait a minute. We've heard that 21 days is the magic day. And finally he admitted, well, for all practical purposes, the entire country is an infectious zone. When they had said they weren't even going to give them protective equipment when they sent them over there, they're trying to bring it back. They're doing everything they can, sending soldiers there to bring them back, as well as bringing in, just opening the doors to anybody to immigrate from there.
You know, David and Paul, we're talking about a government that has injected since 1945
yes.
people that were perfectly
yeah.
healthy with radioactive isotopes, plutonium mm-hmm. and uranium. This is admitted. Just Google it. Plutonium uranium injections in 1945. We're talking about a government that forcibly sterilized people in the 20s. 70,000 plus people, 100,000 people overall. We're talking about a government that has done these things. Tested babies with radioactive waste. We're talking about that kind of government. If we were talking about a good government, there'd be room for debate. But this government does not care about you getting Ebola. In fact, if it improves their agenda, they'll do it.
Absolutely. This is not something that's in the past. This is going on now. They continue these kind of experiments. First story I covered here was the same type of thing. We're going to be right back with Anthony Gucciardi and Paul Joseph Watson. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
I love a dark house. Inside is all the stuff you work so hard for. And I'm gonna rob you blind.
Don't be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone is inside watching TV and makes your home unappealing to would-be thieves.
Don't these people ever leave?
Starting at $24.95 and there's free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or ask for it at your local hardware store. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime directed. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in Austin, your host today, along with Paul Joseph Watson in the UK. And we were just talking to Anthony Gucciardi in the studio. His story, doctors say potential Ebola cases are still being covered up by the CDC, and it's some new information. He talked to some doctor sources in Dallas and elsewhere who are very concerned that they're going to be the ones who are the fall guys. They're going to be the ones who are going to be blamed as Obama is bringing in Ebola, essentially a story that Paul Joseph Watson just read to us from, I think it was it Reuters, Paul, that you had there? Like you said, it sounded like something out of The Onion, but it's just another onion layer of tyranny, in the sense that Obama is now going to open the border specifically to people coming in from Ebola-affected countries. It's just absolutely amazing, isn't it, Paul?
Well, David, I actually underplayed it. They're not going to just give people residency for 18 months and then a potential further period of time. They're going to give them work permits. So these people could be working in transportation. They could be working in hospitals. They could be giving you your flu shot. This is people who are returning from the West African countries hit by Ebola who are already in the United States, granting them amnesty for at least a year and a half and potentially more, giving them work permits. So it's even worse than I originally said.
Wow. Wow. Well, we've got a guest I want to get on who is another story that you covered back at the beginning of this month. But before we move on, I want to tell everybody that we now have Silver Bullet back in. It's in limited supply. It takes 6 weeks to get it in because it's such a difficult process to make it in such high concentrations. Our Silver Bullet is concentrated colloidal silver in 30 parts per million. It's in a pure base of deionized water. It's a very difficult manufacturing process because we use ultra-high voltage electrical process that generates very small size particles and ensures the stability of these particles. It's in a toxic-free solution here with the deionized water. It's something that will take us a long time to replenish. Like I said, it's a very good time right now, this time of year with flu and cold and a lot of viruses, as well as any kind of infection that you get exposed to. It's something that historically has been widely used, and that is silver, a very natural ingredient to protect yourself against what's in the environment. You can get that at InfoWarsLife.com, or you can call 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. That's Silver Bullet. Now, Paul, you had this story back on November the 3rd. In Florida, we had a 90-year-old man who has been feeding the homeless for quite some time, and they passed a new ordinance, and they arrested him. It got quite nasty, but this is something that's been going on and on for quite some time. I want to get Mr. Abbott on the line now. Do we have him on the line, guys? Okay, good. Mr. Abbott, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
I wanted to talk to you directly because I wanted people to hear your story. I think it's always important for us to understand when we engage in civil disobedience, to understand that there are moral issues that transcend arbitrary regulations with local governments or even national governments. I wanted you to kind of give us a background. Tell us a little bit about your operation, what you do there.
Okay. So for the last 23 years, we've been feeding the homeless in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. We feed on the beach every Wednesday evening, which was last night. And we feed every Sunday at a different location, inland from the ocean. And we've been doing that without pause for the first 8 years. And then the city decided that they want us to stop feeding on the beach because they objected to the homeless being where the tourists might come in and it might spoil the looks of their beautiful beach. So we took them to court 15 years ago, and we had three trials in the circuit court, which we beat the city three times. They then took us to the Court of Appeals in Palm Beach. We beat them twice there. And the matter was over for some years, and then October 22nd of this year, they scrapped all of their old laws and came out with brand new ones, which were impossible for most of the people feeding the homeless to in any way comply with, because it required every feeding group to bring a porta potty with them, if you can imagine that being a possibility.
Wow.
Wherever they fed, they had to have portable toilets with them. And, of course, at the beach, we happen to be feet adjacent to the only restrooms in the whole city, so that's not a portion of it, but that's the part we cover, actually, of the new law. And all of the other fundamental items that have to do with sanitation, we comply with because we teach culinary arts, which sanitation is a very big part of.
Now, you've had regulations in the past. You said you took them to court, but this time it was a little bit different, wasn't it?
Yes, it was, because it referred to all the sanitation laws that most people, mostly feeders, could absolutely not comply with. We could, because we teach sanitation, one of our courses, to the homeless students we have. So we had no problem, but then they decided that after we won the case for the beach, to feed on the beach, that they'd make that a no-feeding zone for social services, and we're social services. So again, we took them to court, and we beat them. And now they've revised everything, and they've again revised the part that said no social services on the beach, and you can't feed without a permit, and they will not issue permits. So that's where we stand right now. We are suing the city of Fort Lauderdale again. This time we have a contempt charge because they're actually in contempt of a court order that was issued 15 years ago. So that's where we stand. And last evening was the first time we had not had the police presence at our meeting. Usually there are 10 to 20 police officers. And this morning I had a telephone debate with the mayor at 8 o'clock this morning, in which I inquired why there were no police officers there last night. And he very happily replied that, yes, they were. They were in plain clothes, and we followed every move you made. And you can expect your fourth citation in the mail.
Well, let me ask you, Mr. Arnold, Mr. Abbott, you've been a World War II veteran. You're 90 years old. You've lived in this country for a very long time. Did you ever think that you would see the day where this kind of thing would happen in the United States, where they would be so callous to people who are at the bottom of society that they would threaten to arrest you and kind of get in your face about it? It was originally reported that they grabbed you by the hand and said, drop that plate right now. Did you ever think that you would see that kind of day in America?
Well, unfortunately, I've had to fight civil rights the last 50 years of my life. So I've encountered the KKK and all other organizations who fight giving equal rights to anybody. Mm-hmm. So I'm used to it. But I know you're right. I never expected to see it in South Florida. And I'll tell you one thing that really embarrasses me for my country. I've received two requests from the communist countries, two from China and one from Moscow. Can you believe? Questioning why in the United States of America, where democracy is supposed to be the type of government, they're doing this. And that's pretty embarrassing for any American to have to answer.
Well, I guess my concern about it is, too, you know, we look at homeless people and We see the shooting not too long ago in New Mexico that was captured on the police video cam, where they had a homeless man. They talked to him for quite some time, but he was absolutely no threat to him. They shot and killed him from a distance. And then just at the end of October, we had a homeless man shot 49 times by, I believe, 8 different officers, and he was standing maybe about 30 feet away from him, absolutely no danger to them whatsoever. We see this happening and the escalation of the violence that's happening. I guess that's the thing that really concerns me. We've seen homeless people rounded up and shipped out as they have their political conventions in certain towns because they don't want them to be seen, or they have a big G20 meeting or something like that, so they ship all the homeless people out to another area because they don't want to be embarrassed by that. But they're getting really brutal and heartless towards not only the homeless people, but of course to all citizens. We see this happening now. That's essentially what I think people need to be focusing on in Ferguson, but that's turned into a black-white thing rather than why are we allowing the authorities to do this to the people of America?
Oh, I think it's more than black-white. I think it's poor against the rich.
Yes.
That's the way it is in Fort Lauderdale. I have called the city commission, the mayor, and the four other commissioners puppets of the mega-rich and the powerful people who live here. Their orders are to get rid of the homeless, get rid of them.
Yeah.
And they've done such heartless things that you couldn't believe. They have no sleeping zone, so a homeless person can't even lay down on the ground to sleep in Fort Lauderdale. They'll be arrested. They have vigilante groups. Very much like the Ku Klux Klan. People go around masked at night, 2, 3, 4, and 5 in the morning, take pictures of where the homeless are sleeping and turn it over to the police so they can be harassed and arrested.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's going on down here. It is horrible. And
it really is.
I intend to fight this as long as there's breath in my body.
Well, I thank you for doing that. I guess, you know, it's... It's not just the brutal incidents that we see of the man in New Mexico, the one in Michigan, and, of course, Kelly Thomas, who was brutally beaten for an extended period of time, a homeless man who was just beaten to death. I mean, we see that, and that's so egregious. And I guess people say, well, you know, it's the homeless, and they're crazy, so, you know, the police need to do whatever the police need to do to that. But if we allow them to do that to the homeless people, we should understand that that creates a callousness towards all humanity that is going to eventually find its way back to us. And even before they get to the point of shooting them or beating them to death, there's the issue of just not having enough compassion to even allow somebody to give them some food. That's the amazing thing to me.
It is amazing. I was a police commissioner back in the 50s in suburban Philadelphia, so I'm well aware of what police departments are all about. There are good cops and there's always some bad apples. And don't ever forget, we had George Zimmerman up here. And a lot has been made of the fact that, that he was able to stand his ground and kill an unarmed kid. That's really what's going on. People are gun crazy, to be honest with you.
Yes.
And it's terrible. We have, I don't know if anybody saw the Colbert Show, but they did a wonderful takeoff on this situation we have. And but the problem is really, it's more than just economic. It's more than black against white, the poor against the rich. It's just becoming a fad. This self-defense nonsense that they talk about. People kill each other all the time. There's nothing uncommon about it.
Well, there doesn't seem to be any...
homeless are the victims. The homeless are more of the victims. Everything they own is on their back. And they're accused of everything that goes wrong, and they are the innocents who are the ones that are picked on.
I understand the people's right of self-defense, but you know, as a police officer, former police officer, that you have to establish the fact that somebody was a genuine threat to you. And that's one of the things that Frank Serpico has talked about. He's talked about Ferguson and other issues. He said, right, we've gotten to the culture now where police, all they have to say is, I felt that I was threatened in some way. And then lethal force is justified. He said when he was in the force, when Frank Serpico was in the force, he would fire a couple of shots and then reassess the situation instead of emptying his gun into people. And that's what we saw happen in Michigan with these eight officers. They all just emptied their guns into this one homeless man who wasn't a threat whatsoever to them. I don't want to totally monopolize this. I know that Paul had originally picked up this article, and I imagine we've got Paul Joseph Watson, one of our writers in the UK. He's on the line, and I imagine he's got a question that he would like to ask you, Mr. Abbott. Paul, do you want to ask him something?
Yeah, I was just wondering, with the case going forward, we saw a very visible presence from the police on the beach when you were feeding the homeless previously.
Right.
Last night, as you said, they weren't at least out in force visibly. Do you think that's a sign that the city is beginning to back down, or is it just being done for public relations purposes?
No, I think that the police are embarrassed by what they're forced to do by the city fathers. They've acted very much like they didn't want to do what they did. They didn't want to lead me to a police car and write me up with a citation. They actually, I think, are sympathetic to our cause, but they have to do what they're ordered to do. They're employees. And as far as what was just said about the Serpico, I call it fake provocation, because as a police commissioner, I saw many times cases where evidence was planted on the victims. And, of course, so the police can claim that they were threatened. And that happens all the time, too. It's human nature. You're going to have good cops and bad cops no matter what you do. And what you have to do is to improve the courts so they recognize that these people have very little or no representation whatsoever. And I once started to write a book called The American Justice System, and strangely enough, it had mostly to do with Houston, Texas. And the fact that the capital cases out in Houston, if you were born black, stay away from Houston, because that county had no time and place for people who were poor. And there were so many people were indicted and tried for murder cases, and actually they were exonerated some years later. But the unfortunate thing is they'd already been executed.
Mm.
So it's just a horrible thing that happens in our court system. I think that's where you have to start things being turned around.
Yeah.
The courts acted more humanely and with some merciful considerations, and also helping to have give people the proper representation when they go to court, people to do some investigation, then I think the death penalty should be eliminated 100%, because where you don't have equal justice, and you have no provocation, either moral, ethical, or religious, for the death penalty. There's no reason for it. It's not administered fairly, and that's capital crime, and it's done terribly in our court system. And I apologize for taking all that time.
But, oh, no, absolutely. No, I agree with that. I kind of take Ron Paul's position on that. I mean, I'm not in principle, oppose the death penalty for certain things, but I don't believe that people are going to get a fair trial or that they're going to get equal protection under the law in our court system. And so because of that, I don't support it. When I was reading this article where Frank Serpico was talking about it, I thought it was an interesting observation that he made, that he said back in the day that he was involved, I believe it was in the 70s, he said the real issue was corruption, about police lining their pockets with money. But he says now it seems like the epidemic is the use of force, the unrestrained use of force. And as you mentioned, Mr. Abbott, there are good cops and there are bad cops. What needs to be done, in your opinion, as a former police officer? I wasn't aware that you were a former police officer, but as a former police officer, what is, in your opinion, should we do when we have a bad cop who uses unnecessary force and injures someone? What should happen with that?
Well, we should have a more proper investigation than currently is done. Usually they just take them, put them on desk duty for a couple of weeks, and then they're back on the street or wherever.
Exactly. And they investigate themselves, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's just a bad system. They don't teach humanity 101. That's what the police should learn. They should learn how to behave with people, how to treat people. They forget they're there to protect persons and property.
Thank you so much for joining us. We're out of time, Mr. Abbott. Thank you so much for what you're doing. And
this hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-852-1820. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-852-1820. That's 1-800-852-1820. Call 1-800-852-1820.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in Austin. Paul Joseph Watson is with us in the UK. We were just talking to Arnold Abbott. And of course, he's the 90-year-old volunteer in Florida who's been threatened with arrest multiple times. The police kind of got in his face a bit in the early days. Threatened him because he was feeding the homeless. Now, he was also a former police commissioner, so we talked to him about the different ways that the government has been brutalizing homeless people as well. But when we look at this, Paul, I'm reminded, of course, it was in Florida as well that we saw the Terry Schiavo incident, you know, where people were arrested at that time for trying to give Terry Schiavo a drink of water. And, of course, some of the people who are working with Arnold Abbott there are some Christian ministers in that area. One of them said, "We're simply trying to feed people who are hungry. To criminalize that is contrary to everything I stand for as a priest and as a person of faith." I think it really underscores when we need to stand up in civil disobedience against immoral laws. I think it's a real important point for people who are confused about Romans 13 and think that the government has some kind of absolute authority. No, there is a higher moral law. Just as Jesus said, "I was hungry and you didn't give me food. I was thirsty and you gave me no water." We saw that in Florida, literally saw that with Terry Schiavo. Now we're seeing it with these people as well. I think the Terry Schiavo case was far worse because that was one individual that they were, this was one judge who had a court order that nobody could feed her or give her water, and yet we saw the Bush brothers stand by and not countermand that. We had Jeb Bush as governor. We had George W. as president at the time. I was absolutely appalled when that happened, Paul. What do you do you remember that?
I remember it well, even though it was, what, about 9-10 years ago now. I mean, she died one of the most excruciating deaths that anyone could possibly experience.
Absolutely.
You know, yeah, it was horrific. With the Abbott case, I think there's also another aspect to it, which is they don't care about sanitation issues. They want to send this message that anybody who defies these ordinances, no matter how unfair they may be, will be punished. They don't want that message of defiance to reverberate and spread to include and influence any other aspect of government. Also, the mayor came out with some interesting comments about 2 weeks ago. He said basically that people should be, the homeless in Fort Lauderdale should be forced to, quote, have interaction with government. So they need these homeless people to be dependent on the government. Yeah. They don't want the fellow citizens helping them out because, again, that would spread a message of community and getting the homeless, getting people on low income, below the poverty line, away from being dependent on government and going towards charity and help from their fellow citizens. So the government, the city, does not want that message or that precedent to be established in Fort Lauderdale.
It cuts to the very heart of the welfare state. The welfare state is not there about compassion. And we can clearly see that the government doesn't care about compassion, the way they treat homeless people, beating them to death, shooting them to death, denying people the ability to give them food without coming after those people. And we also see, and I think it's very important for people to understand, take step back and take a look at this and understand that there are higher moral laws, that just because the government passes some kind of a regulation, sometimes it's not only your right but your duty to oppose that regulation. I saw that the report that I did as part of the reporter's contest was with an older gentleman as well. He was in his 80s, and he was fighting for fully informed juries. That was Julian Heichlin. You know, these guys who are older, they don't have a lot of, you can't really intimidate them. As I say, you know, when you've got nothing left to lose, that's another name for freedom. So we're going to be right back with Paul Joseph Watson. We're going to be talking about the immigration executive orders, and really, that's the key, is Obama as emperor. We'll be right back.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network. When I first got online and I seen the price of the X2 and the DNA Force, I was a little hesitant, but I pulled the trigger on it. It has changed my life. I've been taking it for about 24 days now, pounding the weight, staying in shape.
InfoWarsLife.com. You've heard the callers of the show.
Several months back, I started taking your Nixon Iodine and your Supermeal. Prior to this, I was barely walking. Now I'm able to function as a human again.
Whether it's Survival Shield, Nixon Iodine, or DNA Force, Supermeal Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com.
Dash 2, just amazing what it's able to do to actually detox in the body. It's great stuff.
If I'm going to promote something, it's got to be something I personally use and that I believe in. Check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.